Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive into the cutting edge of medical innovation here on the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a company that's making significant waves in the world of genetic medicine, Wave Life Sciences. They're at the forefront of developing a novel class of medicines known as oligonucleotide therapeutics, and their work is particularly focused on two incredibly powerful approaches, RNA editing and RNA interference. If you're curious about how we can precisely target diseases at their genetic roots, you're definitely in the right place.
That's right. So, let's start with the basics. What exactly are oligonucleotide therapeutics? At its simplest, think of an oligonucleotide as a very short, precisely designed strand of genetic material, either DNA or RNA. These aren't your typical drugs, which often work by interacting with proteins or large biologics like antibodies. Instead, oligonucleotides are designed to interact directly with our body's genetic instructions. They act like highly specific keys, designed to fit into very particular locks within our genetic code, influencing how genes are expressed.
Exactly. And this precision is what makes them so exciting. Unlike traditional small molecules or even biologics, which can sometimes have a broad impact, oligonucleotides offer the potential for incredibly targeted intervention. They can be designed to go directly to the source of a genetic problem, which is a huge leap forward in how we think about treating diseases. It's like having a molecular scalpel for our genes.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Wave's proprietary platform. They call it their advantageous oligonucleotide, or AO technology. What makes their approach stand out in what's becoming a very crowded field? Well, Wave's AOs are engineered to be more potent, meaning they can achieve their desired effect at lower doses. Crucially, they're also designed to minimize off-target effects. That's when a drug accidentally interacts with unintended genetic sequences, which can lead to unwanted side effects.
And perhaps just as importantly, they've focused on improving the delivery of these molecules to where they need to go in the body. This combination of enhanced potency, reduced off-target activity, and improved delivery is a powerful trifecta. It's what allows them to push the boundaries of what's possible with oligonucleotide therapeutics, making them a truly compelling player in the race to develop new medicines. Imagine a tiny, custom-made molecular tool that can fix a specific genetic glitch with remarkable accuracy and minimal collateral damage.
That's a perfect way to put it. This focus on making oligonucleotides more effective and safer is critical. Drug development is a long and arduous journey, and any technology that can increase the probability of success, reduce the risk of failure, and ultimately lead to better patient outcomes is a game changer. Wave's AO platform addresses some of the inherent challenges in oligonucleotide drug development, aiming to overcome limitations that have historically held back the field.
By enhancing potency, they can potentially use smaller amounts of drug, which can be beneficial for both efficacy and tolerability. By reducing off-target effects, they aim to improve the safety profile, a paramount concern for any new medicine. And by improving delivery, they can ensure their therapeutic molecules actually reach the tissues where they are needed most, whether that's the liver, the brain, or elsewhere. It's this comprehensive approach to optimizing the oligonucleotide itself that truly sets Wave apart.
Now that we understand the fundamental technology, let's explore how Wave is applying it to two groundbreaking therapeutic modalities, RNA editing and RNA interference. First up, RNA editing. Imagine our genetic code as a vast library of instructions. Sometimes, there are typos in these instructions, errors in the DNA sequence that can lead to faulty proteins and disease.
Traditionally, gene editing technologies aim to go back to the original manuscript, the DNA itself, and correct that typo. But RNA editing offers a different, and in some ways, more nuanced approach. Think of it like this: instead of trying to correct the original manuscript, DNA, RNA editing focuses on correcting the printed copies, the messenger RNA, mRNA, after the typo has already been made but before the faulty instructions are used to build a protein. It's like catching a typo in a document after it's been printed but before it's been widely distributed and acted upon.
And that analogy highlights a key advantage of RNA editing over traditional DNA gene editing. Because RNA editing targets the temporary mRNA molecule, the changes are often transient and reversible. This is a significant point. It means that if something goes wrong, or if the edit isn't needed long term, the body can simply clear out the edited RNA and revert to the original, unedited instructions. This contrasts with DNA editing, which makes permanent changes to the genome.
While permanent changes can be powerful, they also carry a higher risk profile, as any unintended alteration to DNA could have long-lasting consequences. RNA editing offers a potentially safer, more controllable way to correct genetic errors. Wave Life Sciences is actively developing programs that leverage this RNA editing capability, targeting specific genetic disorders where a single error in an RNA message leads to a disease.
For example, they might be looking at conditions caused by a specific mutation that results in a toxic protein or a non-functional one. The scientific rationale is straightforward. If you can precisely correct that single error in the RNA message, you can restore the production of a functional protein, or prevent the production of a harmful one, thereby treating the disease. Wave's AO technology is central to this, acting as a molecular guide.
Their engineered oligonucleotides are designed to guide the cell's own molecular machinery to make these precise edits at the RNA level. They essentially act as a molecular guide, ensuring the correction happens exactly where it needs to, without disrupting other parts of the genetic message. While specific details of their preclinical data are often proprietary, the proof of concept for RNA editing as a therapeutic modality is compelling.
Studies have shown that oligonucleotides can indeed be designed to facilitate precise base conversions in RNA, leading to the restoration of protein function in cellular models of genetic diseases. Wave's contribution lies in refining this technology, making it more efficient, more specific, and more deliverable, paving the way for these sophisticated editing tools to potentially reach patients. It's about taking a powerful biological mechanism and harnessing it with exquisite control to correct genetic errors at their source of action.
Now, beyond correcting errors, Wave is also leveraging oligonucleotides to silence problematic genes. This brings us to their work in RNA interference, or RNAi. RNA interference is a fascinating, naturally occurring biological process that cells use to regulate gene expression. Think of it as a cellular quality control system or a dimmer switch for our genes.
It works by targeting messenger RNA, mRNA, molecules, those transient copies of DNA instructions. When an RNAi molecule finds a specific mRNA, it essentially marks it for degradation, preventing that mRNA from being used to build a protein. So, how does this translate into a therapy? Well, many diseases are caused by the overproduction of certain proteins, or the production of proteins that are harmful.
If we can identify the specific mRNA that codes for that problematic protein, we can use RNAi to degrade that mRNA, thereby silencing the gene and stopping the production of the disease-causing protein. This has enormous therapeutic potential for a wide range of conditions, from rare genetic disorders where a single gene is malfunctioning, to more common diseases where certain pathways are dysregulated. Wave Life Sciences has a robust pipeline of RNAi programs.
They are focusing on areas with significant unmet medical needs, including rare diseases and neurological disorders, where precise genetic intervention can make a profound difference. For instance, they might be targeting a specific gene in the liver that, when overactive, leads to a metabolic disorder, or a gene in the brain that contributes to a neurodegenerative condition. Their drug candidates are designed to specifically bind to the mRNA of these target genes, triggering their degradation.
And here's where Wave's AO technology really shines in the context of RNAi. One of the historical challenges with RNAi therapies has been getting them to the right place in the body and ensuring they are potent enough without causing side effects. Wave's platform is engineered to improve delivery to key tissues, such as the central nervous system and the liver, which are critical for treating many genetic diseases.
Furthermore, by enhancing potency and reducing off-target effects, their AOs can lead to more effective gene silencing with a better safety profile. This means they can potentially achieve therapeutic benefits at lower doses and with less risk of unintended consequences compared to earlier generations of RNAi drugs. The clinical progress for their RNAi candidates is a key indicator of their platform's potential.
They have specific drug candidates in various stages of clinical development, each targeting a different disease and gene. For example, they might have a program in Phase 1 or Phase 2 trials investigating a novel treatment for a rare liver disease, with early data showing promising signs of target engagement and tolerability. Of course, clinical trials are complex, and there are always challenges to navigate, from patient recruitment to regulatory approvals.
But the fact that these advanced oligonucleotide therapeutics are progressing through human trials is a testament to the scientific rigor and technological innovation behind Wave's approach. These distinct approaches, RNA editing and RNAi, represent significant strides, but the true measure of their impact lies in their translation into the clinic. Let's look at their clinical pipeline.
Wave Life Sciences has structured its development efforts around these two core modalities, with a portfolio of programs designed to address serious diseases. They are categorizing their lead programs by both the therapeutic modality, whether it's RNA editing or RNAi, and the specific disease area they aim to impact. For example, one of their lead programs might be an RNAi therapeutic targeting a specific genetic mutation responsible for a rare, debilitating liver disorder.
The unmet need here is substantial, as current treatment options may be limited or non-existent. The specific oligonucleotide therapeutic being developed, powered by Wave's AO technology, aims to silence the gene producing the toxic protein. This program could be in Phase 1, focusing on establishing safety and tolerability in a small group of patients, or it might be further along in Phase 2, exploring efficacy and optimal dosing.
Any early clinical data released would be scrutinized for signs of on-target activity, such as reductions in the disease biomarker, and for the overall safety profile, looking for any adverse events. It's one thing to have a brilliant concept in a lab, and quite another to navigate the complex, rigorous path of drug development. That's the reality of clinical translation.
Similarly, they might have an RNA editing program in development for a neurological condition. Neurological diseases are notoriously difficult to treat, partly because getting therapies to the brain is a significant hurdle. Wave's focus on improving delivery could be particularly impactful here.
Their RNA editing approach would aim to correct a specific genetic error at the RNA level, potentially restoring neuronal function. Again, the stage of development, Phase 1, 2, or even 3, and any available clinical data on safety, tolerability, and early signs of efficacy would be crucial indicators of progress. Biomarkers that reflect reduced levels of the toxic protein or improved neuronal health would be key.
Advancing these programs through clinical trials is a monumental undertaking. There are inherent challenges, including the rigorous demands of patient recruitment, navigating complex regulatory pathways with agencies like the FDA, and ensuring scalable, high-quality manufacturing of these complex molecules. Wave's success hinges not only on the scientific promise of their platform, but also on their ability to execute effectively across these various fronts.
Furthermore, strategic partnerships and collaborations can play a vital role in accelerating development. These alliances can bring in additional expertise, resources, and capital, helping to de-risk the development process and expand the reach of their innovative therapies. Seeing these technologies move into human trials underscores the potential of Wave's platform. But what does the future hold for oligonucleotide therapeutics and Wave's place within it?
The field of oligonucleotide therapeutics is rapidly expanding, and with it, the potential for treating diseases that were once considered intractable. We're seeing a growing acceptance and enthusiasm across the pharmaceutical industry for this class of medicines, driven by successes and the inherent precision they offer. New targets are being identified, and novel delivery methods are constantly being explored, pushing the boundaries of where these therapies can go and what diseases they can address.
Emerging trends in RNA editing and RNAi include the development of even more sophisticated editing tools, perhaps enabling multiple edits or more complex modifications. In RNAi, researchers are exploring ways to enhance tissue specificity, improve cellular uptake, and prolong the duration of action. Wave Life Sciences, with its integrated platform and deep scientific expertise, is well positioned to capitalize on these trends.
Their AO technology, with its focus on potency, reduced off-target effects, and improved delivery, provides a strong foundation for innovation. They are not just developing individual drug candidates, they are building a platform that can be applied to a wide array of genetic targets and diseases. Looking ahead, Wave's commitment to innovation and pipeline expansion is key.
Are they exploring new therapeutic modalities beyond RNA editing and RNAi? Are they investigating entirely new disease indications where their technology could offer a unique advantage? Their strategic vision likely involves not only advancing their current programs but also continuously seeking out new opportunities to leverage their platform for maximum impact. They are essentially building a toolkit for genetic medicine, and the more tools they have, and the better those tools are, the more problems they can solve.
So, as we look to the horizon of genetic medicine, it's clear that oligonucleotide therapeutics are poised to play an increasingly central role. Wave Life Sciences, with its innovative AI platform and its focused approach to RNA editing and RNAi, is at the vanguard of this revolution. The potential for these therapies to transform patient lives by precisely targeting the root causes of genetic diseases is immense.
It's an exciting time to watch this space, and Wave is certainly a company to keep a close eye on as they continue to translate scientific breakthroughs from the lab bench to the patient's bedside. The journey into the realm of oligonucleotide therapeutics is truly remarkable, and as we've discussed, Wave Life Sciences is at the forefront, armed with their sophisticated AI technology. We've explored the fundamental principles of RNA editing and RNA interference, and now, let's really zoom in on how Wave is translating this scientific promise into tangible clinical progress. The progression through clinical trials is where the rubber truly meets the road.
Wave isn't just talking about potential, they're actively pursuing it. Their pipeline likely includes programs at various stages, some in early phase 1 trials, focusing on safety and pharmacokinetics, how the drug is absorbed, distributed, metabolized, and excreted in the body. Others might be in phase 2, where they start to explore efficacy in a larger patient population and refine dosing. And perhaps some are even advancing towards phase 3, the pivotal trials designed to confirm efficacy and safety in preparation for regulatory submission.
Each stage presents unique challenges. Patient recruitment for rare diseases can be particularly difficult, requiring extensive outreach and collaboration with patient advocacy groups and specialized medical centers. Navigating the intricate regulatory landscape, with agencies like the FDA and EMA, demands meticulous documentation, robust data, and a deep understanding of evolving guidelines. And then there's the manufacturing.
Producing these complex oligonucleotide molecules at scale, ensuring consistent quality and purity, is a significant logistical and scientific undertaking. Wave's success isn't happening in a vacuum. The broader landscape of oligonucleotide therapeutics is evolving at an unprecedented pace. We've seen blockbuster successes with drugs like Spinraza, nusinersen, for spinal muscular atrophy and Onpattro, patisiran, for hATTR amyloidosis, both of which are oligonucleotide-based therapies.
These successes have validated the approach and spurred significant investment in research across the industry. This growing acceptance means that Wave is operating in a field that is increasingly recognized for its potential, but also one that is becoming more competitive. What are some of the emerging trends that Wave and the field, in general, are grappling with? One significant area is the refinement of delivery.
While Wave's AI technology addresses this, there's a constant push for even greater tissue specificity and improved cellular uptake. For instance, developing conjugates attaching the oligonucleotide to a molecule that specifically binds to a receptor on a target cell is a promising avenue. Another trend is the exploration of new targets and disease areas.
As our understanding of the genetic basis of disease deepens, new opportunities for oligonucleotide intervention emerge. We're seeing applications beyond rare genetic disorders, moving into more common diseases like cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, and even certain types of cancer. The concept of programmable medicine is becoming a reality.
Unlike traditional drugs that might have a broad mechanism of action, oligonucleotides offer a level of precision that allows for highly tailored interventions. This precision is key to unlocking treatments for diseases that have, until now, been incredibly challenging to address. Think about the implications for personalized medicine.
In the future, it's conceivable that a patient's genetic profile could be used to design a bespoke oligonucleotide therapy, optimized for their specific genetic makeup and disease. Wave's AI platform, with its emphasis on potency, reduced off-target effects, and improved delivery, is intrinsically positioned to benefit from and contribute to these trends. By making their oligonucleotides more effective at lower doses, they can potentially improve tolerability and reduce manufacturing costs.
Minimizing off-target effects is paramount for safety, especially as therapies move into broader patient populations and longer treatment durations. And their ongoing efforts in delivery are crucial for expanding the therapeutic reach of their platform to tissues and organs that have historically been difficult to access. Looking beyond their current pipeline, it's natural to speculate about Wave's future direction.
Are they exploring novel modifications to their AO technology to enhance stability or prolong duration of action? Are they investigating entirely new therapeutic modalities that leverage their core expertise in nucleic acid chemistry and delivery? For example, could they explore antisense oligonucleotides, ASOs, that work by binding to and inhibiting translation of mRNA, or small interfering RNAs, siRNAs, that trigger mRNA degradation as complementary approaches or even as lead candidates for specific targets?
The possibilities are vast. Their platform could potentially be adapted to target microRNAs, which are small non-coding RNAs that play crucial roles in gene regulation and are implicated in numerous diseases. Furthermore, strategic collaborations will likely continue to be a cornerstone of their growth. Partnerships with academic institutions can provide access to cutting-edge research and novel targets.
Collaborations with larger pharmaceutical companies can offer significant financial resources, established clinical development expertise, and global commercialization capabilities. These alliances can help de-risk the development process, accelerate timelines, and ensure that their innovative therapies reach as many patients as possible. The concept of gene therapy itself is often used broadly.
While Wave's work falls under the umbrella of genetic medicine, it's important to distinguish it from some of the more traditional forms of gene therapy that involve delivering a functional gene to replace a faulty one. Oligonucleotide therapeutics, as we've discussed, work by modulating the expression of existing genes, either by editing RNA or interfering with its translation into protein. This distinction is important from a regulatory and a safety perspective.
The transient nature of RNA editing, for instance, offers a different risk-benefit profile compared to permanent DNA modification. Consider the impact on the patient experience. For individuals living with rare genetic disorders, the development of effective, targeted therapies can be life-changing. It can mean the difference between a life of debilitating symptoms and a life with improved function, reduced suffering, and a greater sense of hope.
The precision offered by oligonucleotide therapeutics allows for interventions that are more aligned with the specific biological underpinnings of their disease, potentially leading to better outcomes and a higher quality of life. The scientific community's ongoing exploration of the human genome and the intricate mechanisms of gene expression continues to uncover new therapeutic targets. With each discovery, the potential applications for oligonucleotide therapeutics expand.
Wave Life Sciences, by building a robust and adaptable platform, is positioning itself to be a key player in translating these discoveries into clinical realities. Their focus on both correcting errors, RNA editing, and silencing problematic genes, RNAi, provides a comprehensive toolkit for addressing a wide range of genetic diseases. The path forward for oligonucleotide therapeutics is undoubtedly bright.
We are moving from a paradigm of managing symptoms to one of addressing the root cause of disease at the genetic level. Wave's AO technology is a significant enabler of this shift. Their commitment to refining potency, minimizing off-target effects, and optimizing delivery addresses some of the most critical challenges in the field. As their programs advance through clinical trials, the real-world data will be paramount in demonstrating the full potential of their platform.
We will be watching closely for evidence of efficacy, safety, and, ultimately, for the tangible impact on patients' lives. The innovation we're seeing in this space is not just about developing new drugs, it's about fundamentally changing how we approach medicine. It's about harnessing the body's own biological machinery and directing it with exquisite precision to correct genetic errors or to control the expression of disease-causing genes. Wave Life Sciences, with its integrated approach to oligonucleotide therapeutics, is a prime example of this transformative wave in medical innovation.
Their work represents a significant step towards a future where genetic diseases are not just managed, but potentially cured or effectively controlled, offering hope to millions worldwide. The journey is far from over, but the progress made by companies like Wave is undeniably exciting and holds immense promise for the future of healthcare. Let's quickly summarize the key takeaways.
Absolutely. So, for our listeners, let's break down the key factors. Oligonucleotide therapeutics, as a whole, offer highly precise genetic targeting and the potential to treat previously intractable diseases. Wave's AO technology specifically enhances potency, reduces off-target effects, and improves delivery, addressing key historical limitations. However, the challenges include the complexity of delivery to specific tissues, potential for off-target effects, manufacturing scalability, and regulatory hurdles. The competitive landscape is also growing.
Moving on to RNA editing, it offers transient and reversible correction of genetic errors at the RNA level, which is potentially safer than permanent DNA edits. Wave's AO platform guides cellular machinery for precise edits, offering a nuanced approach to disease correction. The challenges here are ensuring precise editing without unintended consequences, achieving sufficient editing efficiency, and delivering the editing machinery to the target cells. The transient nature, while a safety benefit, may require repeat dosing for chronic conditions.
Then we have RNA interference, or RNAi. This is effective for silencing overactive or harmful genes by degrading specific mRNA. Wave's AO technology enhances potency and delivery, allowing for effective gene silencing with improved safety profiles, targeting diseases with genetic overproduction issues. The challenges lie in achieving optimal tissue targeting and cellular uptake, managing potential immune responses to RNA molecules, and ensuring sustained gene silencing without long-term adverse effects. The challenge is in precisely controlling gene expression levels.
Wave's clinical pipeline progression is a major strength. Their advancement of both RNA editing and RNAi programs into clinical trials demonstrates the platform's viability and therapeutic potential. Success in early trials validates the technology and paves the way for broader applications. However, the challenges are significant, navigating the rigorous demands of patient recruitment, complex regulatory pathways, and scalable, high-quality manufacturing. Each phase of clinical development presents unique scientific, logistical, and financial challenges.
And finally, looking at the future of genetic medicine, oligonucleotide therapeutics are indeed a transformative wave, moving from symptom management to root cause treatment. Wave's platform positions them to capitalize on trends like programmable medicine, personalized treatments, and expansion into new disease areas. The opportunities are immense, but the challenges include continued innovation in delivery mechanisms, exploration of novel therapeutic modalities, and the need for strategic partnerships to accelerate development and commercialization. Ensuring long-term efficacy and safety will be paramount.
That's a fantastic wrap-up. Wave Life Sciences is truly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in genetic medicine with their innovative AO technology and their dual-pronged approach to RNA editing and RNAi. It's a space to watch very closely.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today on the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the world of innovation. Until then, stay curious and stay informed.